Welcome to the Green Up Academy podcast with Alex Kirby, where we focus on helping you level up your green industry business. Whether it's marketing, finance, employees, or strategy, we talk about everything on this show to help you apply it to your business and change your family and company's future for decades to come. Here's your host, Alex Kirby.
Well, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Green Up Academy podcast. I am Alex Kirby, founder of the Green Up Academy, also of Trifecta Landscaping of 7 years, recently sold that business. That's where a lot of you guys know me, and really excited to have you today. We're going to be talking about employees. We got a lot to talk about. I mean, we are at the beginning of March here in 2024, and it is growing season, guys. This would have been my 8th year growing season. We always started the first Monday of March. So it's really crazy to be filming this today, recording this, wherever you're listening, and not mowing grass for the first time. Like, I'm having like deja vu, weird things going on where I'm like, I should be out there. My hands are twitching, but I'm not. But it's a good thing, and I'm excited you guys hopefully will be soon. I know our Southerners today, I saw some of our local guys posting today's opening day, like in baseball. So very exciting, very cool. Hope you're doing great. I know we've been a little inconsistent on recording these, but we will not be moving forward. You can expect 2 episodes every week. So really excited to be a part. To give you guys some updates on what we've been doing, my life, personal, business, all that stuff. Green Up Academy is going great. I'm so thankful for you guys who, you know, are using it, who are watching our courses, buying our resource packets, doing coaching, really enjoying it, guys. Like, it is such a joy for me to be a small part of you and your companies and whatever that means. I love getting the messages and emails from you guys. And remember, if you guys don't remember, you can reach me at alex@thegreenupacademy.com, and I can email you anytime there, and also, you know, through social media, but you can reach me directly there. a couple cool things. I want to announce this. We've decided, if you guys haven't been living under a rock or if you listen to us, we have the 6 first courses called our Foundations Bundle that we, you know, we've been trying to figure out what to do with them. And we're just going to make them, announcing now, we'll make them completely free forever. So you guys, if you're looking to do that, we are going to give that as our gift of launching the Academy. We decided, you know what, we've gotten so much good feedback from how much it's impacted you guys. We don't want to be a paywall there on these first courses. We definitely will be charging for courses moving forward just because we're going to be, I mean, I've already spent a lot of money, but we're going to be spending money and resources and time and a lot of, you know, the things it takes to do them well. So these courses are going to be free to you. So we have made them free. All you have to do is create an account at thegreenupacademy.com, and you get access to these foundations courses. We've got sales, marketing, finance, systems and processes, and employees, and gosh, I'm drawing a blank on the last one. But yeah, finance. So you guys are going to love those, and thank you so much. Make sure you check them out before you get deep in your business season this year, guys. Second one is, if you guys did not know, we have a company. My main company now is Pure Marketing Agency. We're a blue-collar marketing agency, and we're actually rebranding right now, and we're not going to announce to you what that name is yet, but if you guys are looking for marketing and media services, we got you. So websites, social media, SEO, Google Ads, the whole shebang, social media, we got it. So we'd love for you guys to hit us up. We'd love to serve you. But let's get into the main topic today, guys, and that is employees. At the Green Up Academy, we have what we call the crew, and that is our membership. It's a very small fee, and we have grow groups. And what that is it's a group call that we have every other Monday night, where we talk about a theme each month, and I lead us through that. And this month, our theme is employees. And, I don't have to be the one to tell you, you guys already know this, employees, man, it can be the biggest blessing or the biggest headache in your life. And some days it's both. Some days it can be both. I hired over 100 people in my career at Trifecta, my company, and I hired some awesome people, and I hired some not awesome people. I'm not sure if I shared this story. I just put it on Twitter the other day. But we actually almost hired an OnlyFans model by accident one time. Oh my gosh. This girl came in for an admin coordinator position, and my director of operations was like, man, she's great. I want you to interview her. So I interviewed her, and within 5 minutes, I was like, so how'd you get here today? And she's like, oh, I took an Uber. I was like, oh, you don't have a car? She's like, oh, you know, tough times. I said, I understand that. I was like, so how are you paying your bills? And she goes, she kind of looked at the ground. I was like, hey, you can tell me this is a safe and open place. She goes, have you ever heard of OnlyFans? And I was like, oh, yeah, I think so. So, yeah. So, don't do that. Don't don't hire OnlyFans models. I don't recommend it. No judgment, no condemnation, but not a good idea. Not a good idea. So, employees can be crazy. I almost hired a guy one time who I found out was a out on parole for attempted murder. Then I've had pastors on my staff. So, it goes wide, but many of you struggle with knowing what to do about employees in your company. Should I have employees? Should I not? And today I don't really want to talk about the should or should nots, but I do want to talk about if you decide to and you see that as a great path for the future of your company, let's talk about the foundations of how to build good company values and foundations on the employee side. And let's kind of start that off with talking about fit and culture. I've been talking to, man, I mean, since the Green Up Academy, we have just had so many guys who I've been talking to. And one of the things, the main problems that I'm finding when I'm talking to you guys is that you really haven't thought about what type of company you're trying to build. Yes, you know it's a landscape, hardscape, lawn care company, one of those, right? But you haven't really, many of you are not really thinking through like, now, how do I want this business to feel? How do I want it to operate? What do I want? Do I want more of a family feel? Do I want it a corporate feel? Do I want it to be loosey-goosey? Do I want it to be strict? You know, and it's your business. You can choose to do it however you want. I definitely have leanings from my opinions, but I think one of the first things you guys should do is something I learned in a business group I've been a part of, and that's MVV, Mission, Vision, Values, okay? So what I want you to do, guys, if you haven't done this before, is I want you to think about your mission. Why are you in business in the first place? And no, not the obvious things about making money to provide for your family. I understand that. But no, the mission of your company is, you know, do you exist? What are you trying to accomplish? At Trifecta, we were trying to transform the Midlands. Our area is called the Midlands, one property at a time. And that was transformed physically, and that was transformed our team personally. And so that's why we did that. So we really cared about our guys and our people. So that was that. Your mission could be different. It doesn't really matter. And then you go with the vision. So you got the mission of what you're, you know, on crusade for. Then the vision is how you're going to do that. How are you going to get there? Like the path towards that. And then the values are sort of the car that you're driving on that path to stay with this theme. So your values, you know, your core values, your you know, ours at Pure, you know, Pure Marketing is authentic and creative, you know, so you're going to have your core values. So I really challenge you guys to do an MVV, Mission, Vision, Values, and figure out what you want for your company, because going into employees, it really dictates everything about your hiring practices and what you're looking for. I was talking to a young man in our crew last week, who's also part of my Journey coaching program, and he was talking about how he realized, like, he has four guys, that three out of four of them, now that he's done his MVV, Mission, Vision, Values, that really don't fit his company. And I told him, you know, don't let them all go. You're right here at Growing Season. But he just was awakened to the fact that he didn't have the right people in the room with the values that he's trying to grow for his company. And, you know, that's a scary thought. I mean, to be relying on these people to run your company and you now quit. I mean, I think in the back of his mind he knew, but once he put it on paper and saw that they weren't good fits, it's a rude awakening. And so, guys, I think it's really important. Here's just like a couple main things is once you do your MVV, think about the type of environment you want to create with employees. Do you want to have fun? Do you want guys to be excited? Do you want them to, you know, be quiet, shut up, and work hard? Some people do want that. I personally didn't want that. I wanted guys who were talkative, engaged, asking good questions. I didn't really want the guy who'd been doing it 15 years and just wanted to clock in, work, and go home. Now, yeah, I mean, some days you want that, right? But for me, it was more, I liked curious people and guys who just wanted to work hard and learn a new skill and do a great job, of course. Like, those are unspoken expectations. So think about the fit for your company. The second one is the culture. It's a fancy word. We all say that. We all say we want culture in these things. Culture, I think of atmosphere, like just kind of the vibes of kind of like the reputation your company gets. So, you know, for us at Trifecta, I think the answer would change depending on who you asked. But, you know, we did the 4-10s model. I think we were very, like, worker-friendly. We paid weekly. We fed our guys. We had speakers. We had outings. I think our guys were treated well for the most part. There were things that keep me up at night that I wish I had done differently, guys. I'm not going to lie to you, and I've talked about those openly here. But for the most part, I think we had a really team-friendly company. Very generous with PTO, paid holidays, the whole thing. So think about the culture. Think about the reputation you want your company to have, and write those things down on sticky notes, on whiteboards, and then hopefully you get some signage around it. And then when it comes to I'm not really talking about the hiring process. I'm talking about just employees in general, your people, making sure you have. This is something that I probably one of the worst things I did that now I'm really, really focused on in my next ventures is standard operating procedures. And, you know, we talk about systems and processes. Let me give you a great analogy to kind of wrap up this episode with what is the difference between a system and what's the difference between standard operating procedures. I didn't understand this for quite a while. I thought I didn't, I never really processed it correctly. So your system is the way that in your organization, you know, the shell of it, the body, if you will. The SOP, standard operating procedures, is the way that your organs and everything work together to move your body. So you've got your system in place. You know, if you want to think of it like a football program, you've got your coaches, your staff, everything's together. You've got all the pieces you need, and here's how you decided you wanted to build it. And then the standard operating procedures is the practice schedule and the way that you build the company and the way that you grow the team. And so write out what your systems are going to be, what CRM you're going to use, how you're going to pay people, what hours you're going to work, all these things. And then your SOPs is the way you're going to carry those things out from step one to step, you know, up to 15. For example, if a system is payroll, okay, how do you execute that is SOPs. So, well, they sign a piece of paper. We get their banking information number. We put an onboarding packet first. Then they get their information. And then on Thursdays, we run payroll. It hits their bank account Friday. So that's your step 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, guys. So you need to do that for your employees is what I'm getting at, is how do I bring on employees successfully? What's my system for hiring? What's my system for people? And then what's my processes to make them successful? I think it's really, really important. Whether you have one guy, whether you have 25, whether you have 75. I had 20 full-time people, including my, not myself, 20. And then we had 5 seasonal at one before we sold the company. 16 in the field full-time, 4 in the office, and then we had 5 seasonal. So it was something that I constantly was thinking about. But again, you should be thinking about it whether you have 1, 2, 3, or 4 people. Are you having a team meeting every morning? You know, just think about how you can get everybody on the same page, because I think that's one of the more difficult things in life, guys, is getting people together and on the same page. And so really, really important, guys. I just cannot stress it enough. Also want to let you guys know that I am working again with Jobber. So I was an OG Jobber guy. I have loved Jobber since I went to GIE, which is now Equip Expo, back in, gosh, it was 2018 that I went. Found Jobber there. That's where I met Corey Ballard, heard him speak, and he changed my life. Jobber has been so important, and they've made some really nice changes with job costing. Now they're MailChimp integrated. Love that on the marketing side. So if you guys are on the fence about a CRM, we're going to be doing a mini course actually on CRM integration and why it's so important and how it can a good CRM can literally transform your business, guys. We're going to put in the link, on Spotify below a code you can use. Yeah, you can save some money. They're giving us a pretty sweet code for sponsoring this show. Partnering back up with us. They've always believed in me. So I just believe in them back, and I want to help you guys out because, you know, I want to partner with companies that can help your company. So Jobber is the CRM that can do that, in my opinion. So make sure you check that out, or if you're looking on Instagram or anywhere like that, we'll put all those links in the links and bios and stuff. But thank you, Jobber, man. Jobber is awesome. You guys will be seeing them on the Green Up Academy, and we'll have some interviews and stuff. But if you haven't checked it out, it's free. You got a free trial, so check it out. And let me know if you have any questions. Again, alex@thegreenupacademy.com. But hopefully in this episode, guys, you guys have learned a lot about, at least quickly, about employees. It's not about not the hiring piece, but the how to set them up for success in your organization with fit, culture, processes. Because employees, like I said, you know, can help you scale, can help you grow, can be fun, can make a great team environment if you do it correctly. So thank you guys for watching. We're glad to be back with you at the Green Up Academy podcast. Alex Kirby here. Love you guys. Be blessed, and let's level up together. See you next time.